2. The Universal Conciliators. For every Havona servitor created, 7 universal conciliators are brought into being, 1 in each superuniverse. This creative enactment involves a definite superuniverse technique of reflective response to transactions taking place on Paradise. On the headquarters worlds of the 7 superuniverses, there function the 7 reflections of the 7 master spirits. It is difficult to undertake to portray the natures of these reflective spirits to material minds. They are true personalities. Still, each member of a superuniverse group is perfectly reflective of just one of the 7 master spirits. And every time the master spirits associate themselves with the power directors for the purpose of creating a group of Havona servitals, there is a simultaneous focalization upon one of the reflective spirits in each of the superuniverse groups, and forthwith and full-fledgedly, an equal number of universal conciliators appears on the headquarters worlds of the supercreations. If, in the creation of servitals, Master Spirit number 7 should take the initiative, none but the reflective spirits of the 7th order would become pregnant with conciliators, and concurrently with the creation of 1,000 Orvontan-like servitals, 1,000 of the 7th order conciliators would appear on each superuniverse capital. Out of these episodes, reflecting the sevenfold nature of the master spirits, arise the 7 created orders of conciliators serving in each superuniverse. Conciliators of pre-paradise status do not serve interchangeably between superuniverse, being restricted to their native segments of creation. Every superuniverse core, embracing 1/7 of each created order, therefore spends a very long time under the influence of one of the master spirits, to the exclusion of the others, for while all 7 are reflected on the superuniverse capitals, only 1 is dominant in each supercreation. Each of the 7 supercreations is actually pervaded by that one of the master spirits who presides over its destinies. Each superuniverse thus becomes like a gigantic mirror reflecting the nature and character of the supervising master spirit, and all of this is further continued in every subsidiary local universe by the presence and function of the creative mother spirits. The effect of such an environment upon evolutionary growth is so profound that in their post-superuniverse careers, the conciliators collectively manifest 49 experiential viewpoints or insights, each angular, hence incomplete, but all mutually compensatory and together tending to encompass the circle of supremacy. In each superuniverse, the universal conciliators find themselves strangely and innately segregated into groups of 4, associations in which they continue to serve. In each group, 3 are spirit personalities, and 1, like the 4th creatures of the servitals, is a semi-material being. This quartet constitutes a conciliating commission and is made up as follows. 1. The Judge Arbiter, the one unanimously designated by the other 3 as the most competent and best qualified to act as judicial head of the group. 2. The Spirit Advocate, the one appointed by the Judge Arbiter to present evidence and to safeguard the rights of all personalities involved in any matter assigned to the adjudication of the Conciliating Commission. 3. The Divine Executioner, the conciliator qualified by inherent nature to make contact with the material beings of the realms and to execute the decisions of the Commission. Divine executioners, being 4th creatures, quasi-material beings, are almost, but not quite, visible to the short-range vision of the mortal races. 4. The Recorder. The remaining member of the commission automatically becomes the recorder, the clerk of the tribunal. He makes certain that all records are properly prepared for the archives of the superuniverse and for the records of the local universe. If the commission is serving on an evolutionary world, a 3rd report, with the assistance of the executioner, is prepared for the physical records of the system government of jurisdiction. When in session, a commission functions as a group of 3, since the advocate is detached during adjudication and participates in the formulation of the verdict only at the conclusion of the hearing. Hence, these commissions are sometimes called referee trios. The conciliators are of great value in keeping the universe of universes running smoothly. traversing space at the seraphic rate of triple velocity, they serve as the traveling courts of the worlds, commissions devoted to the quick adjudication of minor difficulties. Were it not for these mobile and eminently fair commissions, the tribunals of the spheres would be hopelessly overspread with the minor misunderstandings of the realms. These referee trios do not pass upon matters of eternal import. The soul, the eternal prospects of a creature of time, is never placed in jeopardy by their acts. Conciliators do not deal with questions extending beyond the temporal existence and the cosmic welfare of the creatures of time. But when a commission has once accepted jurisdiction of a problem, its rulings are final and always unanimous. There is no appeal from the decision of the judge arbiter.